You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. It's simple. We're praying. It's simple. We're presenting ourselves to God together as one in this moment, in this time. It's simple. We're quieting our, stilling ourselves before the Lord, quieting ourselves before the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Mika. Amen. Let's connect our faith. Hallelujah. I hook my faith to your faith and your faith to my faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that where two or more of us are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. So he's in the midst of us right now. Know that. Be that. Hear that. Breathe that. See that. Become sensitive to that. Hallelujah. Amen. Just because physically we are in distant places, he's in the midst. He is omnipresent. He is in the midst. He is. He is. He is right here, right now. Thank you, oh God. So as you are right here, right now, in anything, listen, anything we agree upon in this moment, in this time, it shall be established. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your presence, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your presence, Yahweh. We thank you for your presence, God Almighty. We thank you for your presence, Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for your presence, the great Messiah. We thank you for your presence, the only living God. We thank you for your presence, Alpha and Omega. We thank you for your presence, hallelujah, Rebayandaya. We thank you for your presence, great I am. We thank you for your presence, hallelujah, Eya Asa Eya. We thank you for your presence, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. We thank you for your presence, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner, our victory, our protection. We thank you for your presence, Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord, our shepherd, leading us and guiding us. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. Come on, somebody. We thank you for your presence, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace, our everything. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your omniscience, your all-knowing. He's all-knowing, so he knows everything. He knows, he knows, he knows. We thank you for your presence. He knows, he knows, he knows, he knows, he knows how we feel. He knows what's going on. He knows, hallelujah, what we want to change, what we're hoping to change. He knows. He knows our prayer requests, the deepest ones. Listen, he knows the requests that we have made that we forgot about, that we now know nothing about. Amen. And it's not until he answers those and manifests those that, oh my gosh, I forgot all about. Yes, he knows. He knows. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you, for we know not how we ought to pray. And so we lean on you, Holy Spirit, right now. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. In our lives, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, oh God, for your presence. We humbly thank you for your presence. We bow before you and thank you for your presence. Oh God, we repent before you and thank you for your presence. Oh God, we need your presence. Hallelujah. That at your mere presence, at the mere speaking of your word, hallelujah, things change. Hallelujah. Mountains move. Hallelujah. Peace calms the storms. Hallelujah. Clarity. Hallelujah is given to us. Hallelujah. Perspective is gained. Hallelujah. We thank you for the miracle of your presence right now. And we just praise you right now. And we say thank you right now. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this moment. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. I am reminded right in this second. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for driving this hour of prayer. Amen. Of 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. And it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God, right? This is his will in Christ Jesus concerning us. Let's be in his will. Let's be in his will right now. And so, God, we just stand and we give you thanks. We stand and we give you thanks. And we thank you, O God, for teaching us how to give you thanks in the storm, how to give you thanks in the paradise, how to give you thanks in the unpleasant, how to give you thanks in the pleasant, how to give you thanks in the joy, and how to give you thanks in the sadness, how to give you thanks, hallelujah, in the sunlight of, and how to give you thanks when things are looking dim and dark, hallelujah, and cloudy. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for teaching us and helping us develop a practice of giving you thanks when it's all going right and giving you thanks when it's needing some help. We thank you, O God. We thank you for teaching us and helping us to develop a practice that it is like second nature to just say thank you, O God. Thank you for detaching us from the circumstances and the situations that our thanksgiving and our praise and our worship is not dictated by the circumstances and the situations, hallelujah, but rather our thanksgiving, amen, dictates to the situation, and it dictates to the circumstances, and it dictates to the mountain. Come on, somebody. And it dictates to the storm. And it dictates, hallelujah, to the hard thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we are not driven and tossed to and fro by the waves of life, hallelujah. But our eyes are steadfast, remain on you, O God, that we find ourselves doing the impossible, experiencing the impossible, seeing the impossible, living the impossible, breathing the impossible, being a representative of the impossible, that when people see us in certain rooms and places, it's like, where did you come from? This is impossible. Ah, Shataya. We thank you, Lord God, that with you, all things are possible. Yes, Lord. Healing is possible. Job. Renewal and an increase, amen, is possible. And job even gain is possible. Financial increase is possible. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Peace is possible. Relief is possible. Help is possible. Hallelujah. Doing that thing that God spoke to us or seeing it come to pass is possible. We thank you, Lord God, that with you, all things are possible. And so we give you thanks in the impossible place. And we give you thanks in the possible place. We give you thanks, O God, in the much, and we give you thanks in the little. We give you thanks, O God, in the easy, and we give you thanks, O God, in the hard. We give you thanks, O God, when it's going our way, and we give you thanks, O God, when it's not going our way. We give you thanks, O God, when it's up. We give you thanks, O God, when it's down. We give you thanks, O God, when we're feeling healthy and strong. We give you thanks, O God, when we're feeling weak and feeble. We give you thanks, O God, when we're overwhelmed. We give you thanks, O God, when we're underwhelmed. We give you thanks, O God, when the whelming is well. We give you thanks, Lord God. Oh, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks, O God, in the rain. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God, when it's dry. We give you thanks, O God, in the shaded places. We give you thanks, O God, in the exposed places. Ah! We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks in the fair places. We give you thanks in the unfair places. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God, in the lacking places. And we give you thanks, O God, in the abundant places. O God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks when it's working in our favor. Hallelujah. And when the favor is not fair. Hallelujah. When we give you thanks, when the favor is fair. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you thanks in the insecure places, and we give you thanks in the secure places. We give you thanks in the courageous places, and we give you thanks in the fearful places. We give you thanks in the anxious places. We give you thanks in the depressed places, O God. We give you thanks, O God. Hallelujah, because we need your presence in those places, and we need you in every place, O God. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. I thank you that giving you thanks is a form of, as a way of acknowledging you. God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We say thank you today, oh, God. We say thank you, oh, God. We say thank you in the simple, prayerful place of thank you, oh, God. Not always coming to you asking and asking and asking, but we just come to say thank you, oh, God. We come to say thank you to you, oh, God, and see the mighty transformation that happens in the place of saying thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you see us. Thank you that you know us. Thank you, O God, that you've gone before us, O God, in handling the things of tomorrow that we are not even aware of. Thank you, O God. Thank you for carrying us through when we didn't think that we could go any further. Thank you, O God. Thank you in the chaos. Thank you in the clearing. Thank you, O God. We say thank you, O God. We say thank you. We say thank you, O God. We say thank you until our heart posture changes. We say thank you, O God, until our attitude changes. And then we're going to keep saying thank you. But we say thank you, O God. We say thank you and let a fresh anointing come over us, O God. We say thank you, O God, for the anointing that destroying yokes and lifting burdens. We say thank you for our loved ones. We say thank you for the people that's getting on our nerves. Come on, somebody. We say thank you. We say thank you, O God. We say thank you even for our enemies. We say thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. We say thank you, O God, because you are living and all things are possible with you. Hallelujah. We thank you. He is still God on the throne that's able to do anything, all things. It's there anything too hard for me? He is a God that does miracles, signs, and wonders. We say, thank you, O God. Thank you for your power, O God. Thank you for remembering us, O God. Thank you for having a respect towards us, O God. Thank you for teaching us how to reverence you. Thank you, O God, for helping us to give our lives just a little bit more to you today than it was yesterday. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for how you're telling us to change, oh God. Thank you how you're telling us to change, oh God. Thank you for how you're telling us to change. He's speaking to some, maybe you're just speaking to me. Okay. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, oh God. Thank you when everybody leaves us, you don't. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you when we say thank you when it's going on and it's happening, and we're just like in the popular place. And we say thank you when we're in the isolated place. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you into our perspective of looking at where we are in life is more aligned with you than the world. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the place where you are loving us to the point where it's consuming us, to the point where we are sharing it, even unknowingly sharing your love. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We say thank you. We say thank you today. We say thank you today. We say thank you on this right now. Thank you. There is a power in this place of, in the simple place of thank you. Bible talks about how God will use the foolish things to confound the wise. There's a our thank you given. Thanks to God. It's a weapon, amen, at our disposal. Something happens in our place of just simply saying, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, O God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you for wiping our tears. Thank you for consoling us. Thank you for being a wonderful counselor to us. Thank you, O God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that you see us even in are with us. I don't know why, I just have an image of like someone being on the side of their bed, kneeling on the side of their bed and like crying to God. And I say, thank you, oh God. Thank you that you hear our cries. Thank you, oh God, that as we draw near to you, you are drawing near to us. Thank you, Lord. Can we just say thank you, Lord? Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say other things. I want to go other places. I want to read the scripture, but the Holy Spirit is not allowing me to move past this simple place, right? Of thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if we're so busy and moving and in the hustle bustle of things, we can miss whatever opportunity that God is presenting in this place of thank you. Whatever it is that he wants to speak to us in a place of thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. As we are fixing our mouths and our tongues to release a thank you, it is quite difficult to complain. Yes. As we have fixed our tongues and our mouths, amen, to utter thank you, hallelujah. is quite difficult to speak in the negative. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. As we fix our tongues and our mouths to say thank you, we align ourselves in oneness with heaven, with speaking life. Hallelujah. With gaining a heavenly perspective, we are filling our hearts with good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But we need to fill our hearts, amen, with thank you. And we need to fill our hearts, hallelujah, with the good, the truth, amen. We need to fill our hearts with what thus saith the Lord. We need to fill our hearts with the scripture, that as we fill our hearts, amen, with life, hallelujah, our mouths open and what pours out is life. What pours out is love. What pours out is his truth. What pours out is his perspective. What pours out is his word that is sure to come to pass. What pours out, amen, is forgiveness. What pours out is peace. What pours out is hope. Oh, God, we say thank you. Thank you that as we are in this place of saying thank you, you know what happens? There's a washing that God is doing on the inside, washing our hearts, circumcising our hearts, restoring our souls, healing in the deepest places of hurts and wounds that even go back to childhood. Amen. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, oh God. Thank you. That as we are as we are in a place of thank you, you know what comes? A strength comes. You know what comes? A joy comes. You know what comes? A peace comes. I don't know why. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I'm just even saying it over and over, it's hard to think about something else when your mind is stayed on thank you. That's what some of us, we need a replay. We got replays of things and situations and what people have said and what people have done. And it's been years and years and years, and we're replaying it. And it's affecting our life, and it's affecting us, and it's affecting how we move, and it's affecting how we do relationships. What about if we just stay in the place of thank you and see the power of God in the place of thank you? And learn to live in the place of thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's hard to be selfish when we're in a place of thank you. It's hard for me to think about myself when I'm saying thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And sometimes we just need to get our minds off of ourselves and off of our own stuff. And instead of being so self-consumed, let us be God-consumed. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Instead of us being so people consumed, it's hard for me when I'm saying thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. It's hard. It becomes harder and harder and harder for me to think about the things and the people. When I'm in a place of surrender, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's hard for me to argue. Woo! It's hard for me to argue when I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's easy. It becomes easier for me to miss the offenses. Amen. When I'm in a place of thank you, I'm bobbing and weaving the offenses. I'm not being easily offended. I didn't miss that. It didn't even affect me when I'm in the place of thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. What about when our defense is thank you, Lord, allowing him to defend us? Ooh, not feeling like we got to be on guard. What you say? Thank you. That's what I said. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It becomes easier for me to have a soft response when I'm living in a place of thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Teach us to have soft responses. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you. What do you want to do in the place of thank you? What do you want to show us in the place of thank you? What is it that you want us to experience in the place of thank you, Lord? Oh. Thank you, God. We say thank you right now. Paul says, In everything, I feel the Holy Spirit because I can just feel, it feels like I'm drunk. I can't even keep my eyes open. Okay? Hold on. 1 Thessalonians 5. Wait, what did I say? Did I say 17 or 18? I meant 18, y'all. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If we don't know what his will is for any other thing in our life, how about we just start right here? I guarantee that we get into his will of giving thanks in everything. I guarantee we will start to know his will. For the rest of our life. And in the other areas of our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That it is your will for us to be healed mentally. It is your will for us to be healed emotionally. It is your will for us to be healed financially. It is your will for us to be healed physically. It is your will. It is his will that you have healing. It is his will that you prosper. Hallelujah. It is his will that you prosper in love. It is his will that you prosper in faith. It is his will that you prosper in hope. It is his will that you prosper in this life. It is his will that you prosper, amen, in your career, in your purpose. It is his will that you prosper in the place of his plans for you. It is his will. It is his will. It is His will. Hallelujah. It is His will that you abide in Him. It is His will to answer your prayers according to His will. That as we are in this place of thank you, God, thank you. You know what happens? Our asking becomes more aligned with Him. Our asking begins to look more like Him. In this place of thank you, our desires are aligned with His desires. And then we're feeling the things that we, our appetites are changed. The things that we're desiring, hallelujah, we recognize this is what God desires. And we stop seeing it as our desire in some areas and start saying, no, God desires this. It is His will that your marriage prospers. It is His will for you to be married. It is His will. It is His will, I hear the Lord saying. It is His will that you see success. It is His will. Ah, Lord, in everything give thanks. In everything. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think Apostle Paul knew something about giving thanks in everything. He who was shipwrecked a number of times. He who was stoned to death. Some thought he had died. Amen. He who was unjustly jailed. He who was beaten. I think he knows something about what happens in the place of giving thanks. Oh, what happens? What happens in this place of giving thanks that is more supernatural than our natural, that overrides our natural and supersedes and exceeds our natural? That we're experiencing more His grace than the hard thing. And I'm experiencing more His grace than the overwhelmed thing. So much so that I have joy that makes no sense. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Come on, it's transformative. It's transformative. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I even just feel like we can be so, I want to grow. I want to do this right. I want to do this better. And instead of always being there, what about if we give thanks and then we see ourselves just growing, amen, in being better, in doing better, amen, hallelujah, in overcoming things, because our mind has shifted, and I got myself off of me, and I put myself on God, and as I'm on God, He's on me, and then He's strengthening me, equipping me, hallelujah, and causing me to do things, and I didn't even realize, oh, I got this done, oh, I'm doing this, oh. Because now my focus shifted. Let our focus in this season, may our focus in this season be on God, be on His will, be on giving thanks, be on believing. May our focus beyond faith, being on the working of that of the faith, the obeying in the faith, the following the instructions in the faith. May our focus be on trusting Him. The Bible says that He is close to those who trust in Him. May our focus be not on the physical thing or the ailing thing, or, oh, I got to do this and I got to do this and how long am I have to do that. But may our focus be on, I'm going to give you thanks in this thing that I have to do that I don't necessarily want to do. Like doing. Have some whys to the doing. Even have some goods to the doing. Whatever it is. Whatever. Lord. Thank you. Thank you. May we talk less about the thing thing? May we talk less about the thing thing and give thanks in the thing thing? May we spend more words giving thanks versus talking about it unproductively? Lead us, God. Show us, Lord. Give us wisdom, Heavenly Father. May we speak your report, Lord God, regarding the thing, regarding the situation, regarding the person, regarding the it. May we speak your report and not the report of what we see and not the report of what we hear and not the report of what we feel and not the report of what we think we know or we do know. May we speak the report of what you know. Knowing the end from the beginning. Oh, wait. Knowing the beginning from the end. Knowing the end from the beginning. Yes. Okay, I said it. I told you guys. Listen. I feel the Holy Spirit. I'm a little disoriented in the spirit. Yes, and that's something that happens, that we're in a place of giving thanks. I become disoriented to the, and I was like, oh, no, it's okay, go ahead, yeah. And it doesn't faze me, yo. And things are not fazing me like they used to. And things are not getting to me like they used to. And things are not affecting me like they used to. And the news of others, hallelujah, is not even... May we become more and more and more one with you, Christ. May our love for you grow more and more and more, Christ. Holy Spirit, fill us up to the overflow. Hallelujah, Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's just simple. It's the simple. I know for some of we, and this is why he uses the foolish things to confound the wise, because sometimes we think we're so wise that we just will scoot over, wipe over, wash over, and miss the opportunity that's hidden, that doesn't look like the opportunity. It doesn't look like an opportunity. But we're in a place of abiding in him and giving thanks. We recognize the opportunity, because even I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying there's some opportunity that I'm sending your way, that I have sent your way. Amen. That doesn't look like the, it doesn't look like an opportunity. Looks like more work. Looks like a chore. Looks like a bother. Looks like something that can just be discarded. Oh, yay, 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 yay. Oh. I don't know why. Thank you. We have to be in this place of like just the having the, thank you, Holy Spirit. How do I explain it? Like it just flowing from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, from heaven to earth, from heaven to earth, that we're flowing with the rhythm and with the way of the Lord, because there's some blessings that don't look like a blessing and looks like a burden, feels like a burden. Listen, when the children of Israel were finally released from under the power of Pharaoh, the bondage of Pharaoh, it didn't feel like a blessing and the freedom. They was still complaining. They wanted to go back. Lord, don't let us miss what you're doing, because your way doesn't look like our way. Your way to our healing doesn't look like the way that we would choose. Your way to our blessing doesn't look like the way we would choose. Your way of our deliverance doesn't look like the way we would choose. Your way of freedom doesn't look like the way that we would choose. Your way of avenging us and defending us doesn't look like the way we choose. So then we go back to the place of we're saying, thank you, God. Thank you that your ways are not like our ways. Thank you that our thoughts are not like your thoughts. Thank you, oh God, for helping us in the place of unbelief. Thank you, God, for helping us in the place of doubt. Thank you, oh God, that I don't have to fight and be like, oh, I shouldn't doubt, or I shouldn't be anxious. No, thank you for helping me in this place. Thank you for helping us in the place. Thank you for seeing me through. Thank you for seeing us through. So God, we just came today. And thank you for enlightening us and encouraging us and making us into a people that don't always come to you saying, give me, and do this for me and do that for me. But we can come and say, thank you. We can come and bless your name. We can come and just present ourselves to you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vigoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Vyasem Laka Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And in everything, give thanks.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.